This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Hospitals and health systems are bracing for virus season. Right now, Colorado's overall respiratory illness activity is very low. That's according to a state dashboard. But generally, those numbers start to climb with the start of colder weather and more indoor gatherings. Doctors and public health officials advise that people get vaccinated. Vaccines for flu, COVID-19, and RSV are all available. Ground-level ozone, better known as smog, was not as bad as usual this summer. CPR's Sam Brash reports on the latest state data released this week.
Ozone forms when other pollutants, like emissions from cars or oil and gas operations, react in the atmosphere. Dry heat and sunlight drive the process. Scott Landis is Colorado's air quality forecaster. He says that's why cooler, wetter weather made for a less smoggy summer along the Front Range.
This past summer, it was a, quote, good summer. As far as ozone is concerned, we'll take that when we can get it.
The region around Denver violated federal ozone standards on 23 days this year, down from 41 days in 2024. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
And a Trump administration decision to cancel billions of dollars in energy grants has drawn criticism from Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper. The Democrat says he's frustrated with the head of the U.S. Energy Department.
I am deeply, deeply disappointed in Chris Wright. You know, I've known him for a long time, and I don't know how to say it any better. I'm deeply disappointed.
Wright is a former oil and gas executive from Colorado. Hickenlooper voted to confirm him as energy secretary earlier this year. This is CPR News and KRCC.